Today is Tuesday, the 4th of February, in the fourth week of Ordinary Time. Salt of the Sound sings, "It is well with my soul." As we prepare to follow Jesus through Scripture today, place yourself in his presence now. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark. In today's reading, we will encounter the healing of a woman and a young girl who is restored from death to life. The reading has been split into short sections, so as the story unfolds, imagine that you are one of the disciples of Jesus, following him throughout the day.
When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered round him, and he was by the lake.
Begin by imagining that you are in the boat with Jesus, sailing from one side of the lake to the other. Picture the lake, the colour of the water, and the breeze. As you approach the other side, you see a huge crowd awaiting his arrival. As you disembark with Jesus and his other disciples, notice how they react to the crowd.
Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him.
Watch Jairus now and how he falls at the feet of Jesus. How do you feel as you see this wealthy and important man demonstrate his love for his daughter and his desperation for her to be healed? Continue the journey now, walking for a while beside Jesus and Jairus as they walk towards Jairus' home. Notice how the crowd is growing and presses in against Jesus. What is it like to be part of this crowd?
Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well."
Now watch this woman, silently pushing through the crowd. What does she look like? Watch her desperation to reach Jesus as she tries to touch the hem of Jesus' clothes. Perhaps you would also like to touch the hem of Jesus' clothes. What needs bring you to reach out to him today?
Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease.
Notice how the woman changes. Look her in the face and see her emotions.
Immediately, where the power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you? How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease."
Watch the woman as she falls at the feet of Jesus, telling him of her ailment. Then watch her stand and walk home. How has she changed?
While he was speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they say, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, and the brother of James,
keep following Jesus as one who has been invited to stay with him and watch the events unfold.
When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talita kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." Immediately the girl got up and began to walk. She was 12 years of age. At this they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat.
What is it like to see Jesus raising this young girl from the dead? As you begin to end your time of prayer now, reflect on your time by his side today. Notice which moment of the journey has most moved you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.